USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump defending himself after being accused by some of fueling the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting last Saturday that left 11 people dead. The president saying in an interview on Fox last night, it's ridiculous to link him to the synagogue shooting in any way, especially given his own Jewish ties and support. First daughter Ivanka and her husband are Jewish. The president looking forward, he says, to visiting Pittsburgh today to meet with some of the victims. Also in that Fox News interview, he had a message for that caravan of migrants that's heading through Mexico north towards the U.S. border.
This caravan is not, they're wasting their time. They are not coming.
What's
into
the military
the
going to be able to do? Obama and Bush both sent the National Guard.
But
it had
me.
No effect.
Then I mean, this is the, I'm sending up the military.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
A tragic morning in Fulton County, Indiana. Three children there killed when they were struck by a vehicle as they were about to board their school bus. Police say the crash happened at about 7:30 a.m. in a rural area, and the investigation revealed the stop arm was out on the bus, but that vehicle headed in the opposite direction struck the children, whose names and ages have not been made public. A fourth child's being treated for injuries at a Fort Wayne hospital. President Trump says he'll sign an executive order soon that will end birthright citizenship for babies born in the U.S. to mothers who aren't citizens, and that includes illegal immigrants, saying in an interview he gives with Axios last night.
Now, how ridiculous. We're the only country in the world where a person comes in, has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen of the United States for 85 years with all of those benefits. It's ridiculous, and it has to end.
The interview airs on Sunday on HBO, and this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump vows that members of so-called migrant caravans that are heading north through Mexico towards the U.S. border will not be allowed to cross the border, and in agreement are officials of the Department of Defense and the Department of Homeland Security. U.S. General Terrence O'Shaughnessy of U.S. Northern Command says more than 5,000 U.S. troops are going to be at that border.
We are using the National Guard forces, and that's under Operation Guardian Support, very effectively being employed as we speak right now. We're bringing additional capability with Title 10 forces. We have the authority given to us by Secretary Mattis. The units that are normally assigned weapons, they are, in fact, deploying with weapons.
Apple today is expected to announce some new products, including a new iPad Pro, MacBook Air, and other hardware upgrades. It will be Apple's second product event this month. The iPad Pros are getting a completely new design, a new chipsets, for various products are also set to be unveiled today. The new record holder for the most three-pointers in an NBA game, Golden State Warriors guard Klay Thompson, he had 14 last night. And some researchers say boat noise may be harming dolphins' ability to communicate with each other. They discovered dolphins are having to change their calls in order to more or less shout over the noise that's coming from both recreational and commercial boats off U.S. shores. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.